Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Set us on fire. Hallelujah. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday mundane life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then assigning your task for today. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is the inherent benefits of serving. The inherent benefits of serving. And our scripture comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 34 through 45. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, you can call in. The number is 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. But if you can't tune in live at 7 a.m., you can ensure you don't miss the fire by hearing the recording after 8 a.m. You can hear the recording on my ministry website, feelthefire.com. It's available all day. That's feeldfire.com. feeldfire.com. But the best way to ensure you don't miss the fire is to follow the podcast by texting the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. That's DF to phone number 33222. And the recording will be text straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern. That way you can listen to it whenever you have a break throughout the day, as well as bless someone else's soul by forwarding the messages so that we expand the kingdom of Christ. Now, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, feeldfire.com, feeldfire.com. Let's get into the word. I'm in the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 34 through 45, reading from the KJV. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me. Then shall he also say unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick and in prison, and you visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee in hunger, or thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. Praise God for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it with me right now. The inherent benefits of serving. A lot of times we don't like to serve because we as humans see serving as, you know, a sign of weakness. You know, I want to be the alpha male, or I want to be the alpha female. And to serve means to place myself in a lower position. So to do that denotes a weakness or an inferior mentality. But the Word of God wants to remind us today that that is not so. I mean, Jesus was the master servant. And using those two terms together almost sounds like an oxymoron or a contradiction in itself. How can one be the master, the head, the leader, the superior, while simultaneously being the servant, the lower, the follower? Jesus was the exemplary role model of that concept. That in order to lead well, you must be able to follow well. In order to lead or others, you must be able to follow somebody. And when you have such an attitude or such a spirit that you can never follow anyone, don't be surprised when no one can follow you. Because those seeds that you have sown of division, of insubordination, of constant rebellion, the inability to listen to others, are the same fruit that you will reap when you want others to follow you. The inherent benefits of serving. So in Matthew 25, 34 through 45, the Lord was saying to them, those of you who have followed my command, those on the right hand or the right side, come on in. I got blessings for you and everlasting life because, you know, when I was out there and I was hungry, you fed me. I was thirsty. You gave me something to drink. I was a stranger. You took me in. I was naked and you provided clothing. I was sick and you visited me. You prayed for me. You laid hands on me. I was in prison and you came and saw me. And the people said, wait, Jesus. When saw we in this situation? We never have seen you like this. And so then he clarified that when you did it for others, when you served others, then you were doing it unto me. So then he looks at those on the left hand and he said, get away from me. You go into the place prepared for the devil and his angels, everlasting fire, the Bible said, also known as hell, because you never ministered unto me. You never fed the hungry. You never gave, you know, those who were thirsty anything. You never visited the sick. You never visited those who were incarcerated. You never clothed the naked. So they too posed the same question to him. Lord, when saw we you in this situation? And he replied, when you saw your brothers and sisters in need, that was you seeing me, but you were unwilling to serve. So let's talk about very quickly three inherent benefits of serving. Number one, you honor God by fulfilling his command, which also allows you to expand his kingdom by being a light. You see, we've already seen that this is what Jesus has commanded us. And all throughout his word, he gives us examples. You know, he tells us that when we, which are spiritual, for example, we see a brother or sister overtaken in a fault, then we are supposed to go to them in a spirit of meekness, not forgetting that there was a time when we also were in need, or we also were in sin. So when we do this and we do it in the right spirit, we honor the Lord. And in doing that, we are able to win a soul. We are able to add souls daily to the kingdom of God. An inherent benefit is that you have been instrumental in expanding God's kingdom. Number two, you impact someone's life for the better. I mean, what better thing can you do in this lifetime to have done things in such a way that someone can say, I am made better, or I am encouraged, I am uplifted, or I'm in a better position now than I was before I met you? What greater testimony for me than for someone to say, because of you, I now have a better life. Because of you, I'm now saved, or my faith has increased. Out of all the credentials I have professionally, there is no better honor, hallelujah, than to have been used positively to impact someone's life for the kingdom. And number three, you reap the benefits of the two things I just mentioned. When you impact the kingdom of God by fulfilling his commandment so that souls are added daily, and when you impact someone's life positively in a practical manner, you reap the benefits, because not only does God open the windows of heaven and rain down more blessings on you, but even those people seek ways to appreciate you. And it's not that you're doing it because you're seeking the reward, but it's just an inherent, in other words, an automatic benefit of service. On this past Saturday, I was honored with the Human Rights Advocate of the Year Award, and I didn't even know it was going to be that award. I just knew I was being honored as one of seven visionary women for 2019. And so when we got to the award ceremony, which was awesome, I think there were about 200 people there, I would say, definitely, or more, you know, give or take. Then that's when I found out what my honor was. So there were seven women who were honored. One was Citizen of the Year. You know, another one was International Diplomat of the Year. And when I saw that, what could I do but give God praise? What better honor than to say that I'm advocating for others? And the way that organization became aware of me is my work, volunteer work, in the Miami-Dade NAACP, where I'm on the executive board and legal redress. But, you know, I'm not going out there looking for an award. The automatic benefits just chase me down. So a few weeks ago, I was on television, just there, again, not looking to even be interviewed, there with others on a civil rights situation at court in support of a situation, and the news reporters ended up interviewing me. And after they interviewed me, they interviewed, you know, the heads of multiple organizations. We went to the elevator to leave. How about the journalist from the Miami Herald, which is, you know, the newspaper here, came to the elevator in front of everyone and said to me, "Will you come back? I want to interview you again, and I want you to say what you just said." And I asked, "Well, what do you mean?" So he said, when the others were interviewing me, he didn't get to get his stuff ready in time, because, you know, the interviews were impromptu, but he was so impacted positively by what I'd said that he said, "I need you to come back and let me interview you, and I need you to say exactly what you said again." Now, those of you who know me know that speaking is also a talent of mine, so I didn't know exactly what I said to say it again. So I told him, I'll give you my best shot. And so he took me back, you know, and I had some of the others come back with me so that they could, you know, be on the television as well, because they were also there fighting for this same thing, re-interviewed me. Next thing I know, it's on television, and people are texting me saying, I saw you on television. The inherent benefits of serving. The NAACP didn't pay me to be there. You know, I took out of some of my law office time to be there, that some of my billable hours to be there. But look at the benefit. And then someone saw that, and it made them reach out and do some more research on me. And here I was receiving that wonderful honor this past weekend. We got to get ready to go into prayer. But as we do, I admonish you to look for opportunities to serve. You don't have to be a doormat. You don't have to put more irons in the fire than what you can do, because you don't want it to interfere with your service to your family, your service to your church, you know, your service to yourself or your job, because then you will not do it in the right spirit. But what I had to do, and we're going to go into prayer, because I used to have too many irons in the fire, is that I just had to find one to two places to plant myself. And then out of that, you know, consistently I serve there, which is the NAACP and my church. And if there are other things I can do additionally, I do. Sometimes it may be even things within those organizations or church where I can, you know, do something every now and then. But I keep the service in priority, you know, taking care of my family first, okay? God, then my family, then my church, because your church is not synonymous with serving God, okay? There are things you do for God, but let's say your church is open 5 days a week. There's no way you can be there 5 days a week every week and you're still serving your husband or wife the way you should, your children, making sure they're getting their homework, their extracurricular activities the way they should. So something will suffer. You'll be doing great and recognized in church, but you'll be in divorce court, or you'll be at the jailhouse or court for your children, or at the school about their grades, because you've neglected to serve where your priorities should be. So find you one or two things, plant yourself there, give your service continuously there, make those the priority, and then everything else where you can serve, put it into perspective and serve with great humility, okay? All right, let's go into prayer. This is some great teaching. Praise the Lord. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We magnify you. Father, you are the master servant. You are the master servant, Jesus. You're the master servant. You are our role model for how, Lord, to lead as well as follow, how to be in a superior position as well as subordinate, how to follow others as well as to lead, how to have a great spirit of humility, a great spirit of mercy and compassion, how to serve others with the understanding that but for you, there go I, but for your love, but for your blessing, but for your grace, but for your mercy, I could be in their same situation. Our children could be in that same situation. Our parents, cousins, nieces, and nephews, uncles, the people whom we love. So because we understand that even though we set up alarms, we can't wake up, but we breathe the breath of life into us. Even though we go to work, we can't keep that job, but for you, give the employer favor to keep us. But for us having, but for you, our money in the bank, Father, it could be taken away. There could be a catastrophe, an illness that happens that takes our savings away. So when we put ourselves in that position, understand that but for the glory of God, but for the favor of God, but for the grace of God, but for the love, forgiveness, mercy, and compassion of God on our lives, on our seed, on the fruit of our womb, we would be the one in need. Then, Father, it triggers us to want to serve. It triggers us to want to impact someone's life. It triggers us, Father, to understand that when we do those things, and when we sow great seeds, we will reap great rewards, not because we're seeking to be honored by man, but because our work speaks for us, because our fruit are seen and they're good fruit. Now, Father, I bless and ask you to bless everyone listening today. Help them to have a servant's heart, not a doormat heart,
not a walk all over you heart, but a servant's heart, not a lack of prioritization heart, not putting too many irons in the fire so that they become overwhelmed, bitter, and jaded, but that they seek you to find out what their calling is, what their office is, what their talents are, what their purpose is, and that they align their service there so that they can be used mightily. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless. I ask you to bless. Bless your people in Jesus' name, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I say, let everyone say, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise him. Our time is almost run. Aren't you just fired up to serve today? Let me do the altar call, and then we're going to end with our task for today. For those of you who are not saved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who have too many irons in the fire and you need to reprioritize, for those of you who want to serve but you haven't been serving, or you've been serving but with a nasty attitude, I ask you to repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I ask you to help me to get my priorities together. Help me to serve you. Help me to serve my family, which includes taking care of me. Help me to serve my church. And help me to serve my fellow man. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, it's done, Jesus. Let everyone say amen. Praise the Lord for this fired up message today on Daily Fire. Listen, before I give you your task, make sure you share this word with others by sending people to the ministry website, feeldfire.com, 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 and follow by texting the letters DF to phone number 33222. Now, our topic for today is the inherent benefits of serving. Your task for today is to impact someone's life positively by serving. It could be praying with someone, volunteering somewhere, signing up to volunteer, taking someone some food, helping to pay a bill, buy groceries for someone who's in the store in front of you or behind you. Do something today, even with your own family, to make someone, impact someone's life for the better. Jesus was the master servant. If he did it, how much more should you and I? I'll see you tomorrow.
Woo. Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
All I have in these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire.